Yo, what's up, everybody? This is your boy, Marquise Terrell. Welcome to Under It All Podcast, and I'm your man with the plan, and I'm here, Marquise Terrell. Hey, how y'all doing? Let's just catch up for a minute. Let me just be transparent. I've been going through a lot of stuff, and with that said, it's all about, you know, progression and growing and just evolving. And so with that said, let me just tell you about what's going on currently. So you know, I'm a chef. I'm a professional chef. I travel. I go to people's homes. I cook for lawyers, doctors, celebrities, people in the music industry, and vice versa. You know what I'm saying? And with that said, I'm enjoying it. But currently, right now, I was working in the medical field. Let me just let y'all know about the medical field. Medical field is so up and down, and it's to the point where there is no comfortability of knowing when you're going to be here and knowing when you're going to leave. Past history, I worked for this hospital, and they told me that I signed a five-year contract. The five-year contract was a null and void when they got bought by another company. And with that said, I was kind of tipped off because it's like, really? What is going on? You tell me one thing, but you're doing another. And so a new company came in and they took over the hospital, and therefore I'm working for a new chain of medical services, and I am the executive chef in the kitchen. So I'm doing my job, I'm doing invoices, I'm teaching, I'm training, I'm showing people how to do things. And then they said, we think that you need a little bit more training because we want you to do it a certain way that we want you to do it. And I said, okay, cool. So to make a long story short, they allowed me to go to a different location to learn, grow, and everything. And so with that, I was excited, I was ecstatic because I wanted to do it the right way. Look, my paycheck is good, I'm working on salary, don't have to worry about clocking in or clocking out. I'm teaching, I'm training, but now they got me in a place where they're trying to train me. And so I get to another facility and it's getting really sketchy. I'm like, okay, what's going on here? Because I'm here training, but you got me doing things as everybody else, as if I'm not a manager. Not one time did I have a meeting about training on what I'm gonna do and how is it gonna look. So you got me working as a regular employee, but trying to use me and say, well, we're just training you, we're just gonna get you. Make a long story short, I got really upset and combative because it's like, okay, they got me here for the training, but I'm not learning what I need to learn. Now you're saying I'm gonna go back to my location when I'm done to learn the way that you want me to. Make a long story short, they pulled me into the office and said to me, the position that you requested to be a manager is no longer needed, and therefore we are going to take that away, and we just need you to be a cook. Whoa, what do you mean just a cook? After all the stuff I've been in, I've been with this company before you guys even grabbed it and said y'all want to take over for a year and 6 months. I was doing a great job. And so with that said, it's like, it's a punch in the face because the medical field, I'm learning that they really don't care about you. You're just another number. You do what they ask you to do. And if you don't do it, we can find somebody else. So make a long story short, they told me that Monday, I was crushed because I'm like, it's a different way of living. How do I deal? What do I need to do? And how do I need to do it? They didn't really care. I have a daughter and everything. They don't really care. So I was really perturbed and pissed off with that. So with that said, that Friday, they sent me down and told me that my services are no longer needed because we don't need you. And therefore, the company wants us to minimize the small little things. But my thing is, I was about to go back to a different location. Make a long story short, they were playing games with me. And the thing that messes me up is the lady that was in position about this whole situation was a black woman. I said, you couldn't give me no ups, no insight, no heads up about what's going on. I really feel like she really didn't care for me or like me, because at the end of the day, she nitpicked on every little thing that I did when it came down to learning and growing. But she acted like she had my best interest at heart, and she really didn't. And I'm realizing that it don't matter if you guys are the same color, same nationality. People don't care about you. In this world and in this life, people don't give a rat's booty for you. At the end of the day, you got to do what you got to do regardless, and grustle and grind and handle it and have God on your side to maintain and stay focused and have the faith that he's going to open doors for you. So that Friday, they set me down and they fired me. Fired me. I even had a moment when I was going through the training and she was gone for 2 weeks at a time saying she was on vacation. Not one time did she ask me how was the training, how was it was. And it was so nonchalant as if they didn't really care. I just know I can't do the medical field no more. So I'm in a place right now where I'm like, okay, God, what is the next step? What do you have for me to do? And thank God that he's made room for my gift, because the Bible says he'll make room for you with your gift that I've been booked and busy doing private events. I've been doing meal preps, and I've been building my clientele. You know what I'm saying? Building my clientele to see if this is what God has for me. And I really feel like this is what God has for me. I just did an event last night and I made some good money. Like, that's the stuff I need to be doing. That's the stuff I feel like I'm in the vein for. And I'm realizing that God is really shifting my personality, and he shifted my perspective on how I look at my career, because I felt like I had to go to a 9-to-5 to be sophisticated and to feel like, okay, my bills are paid. But God said, I'm supply your needs according to his riches and glory. And so with that right there, I'm maintaining for the time being, and I'm thankful for it, because I'm open to the opportunity that this can be a life and career change. You know what I'm saying? So with that said, sometimes in life, you got to realize that God will put you in a place where you want to stay in a place, but God will move you out of a place so you can understand that my focus needs to be on him and not my career. I was talking to my parents about this, and my mom was saying it real clearly and saying, you have to understand, like your father used to tell you guys all the time, that God is your source, and a job is not your source. It's just the resource of what God is allowing you to have. And so I'm learning that daily by having the faith and not and canceling all the doubt, and to trusting and depending on him like never before. So I want to challenge you, and I want to push you guys to help you understand that some situations in your life, you got to realize that you try to stay in that situation until it's all the way dry. But God wants to open up doors for you and avenues for you to help you understand that you're too big for the capacity of what you're in right now, that he wants to bring you to a newer place in him. And that's what your perspective, that's how you see things, how you listen to things, how you are trying to obtain things. He's really trying to shape your perspective in a bigger way. Think bigger, not smaller, because some of us are in a job for 10 to 20 years and just comfortable in the situation that we're in because we just want to be there and we're just getting a paycheck. But you got to understand, you're more valuable than a paycheck. You're more bigger than a paycheck. It's helping you understand that you don't have to chase money. Thank you, Jesus. But money will chase you. I had to realize that for the longest, because it's like, yo, I've been chasing some things that I shouldn't be have to chase, but it should be chasing me, because the favor and the anointing that's on my life. And so I want to challenge you today to help you understand that you don't have to chase something to maintain something. God will allow you to just to have it because it's ordained for you. See, we got to get out of the mindset of understanding that people can take what God has for you. No, what's for you is for you. What God has ordained and designed for you is for you, and no one can take it away from you. But you got to go through the process to get to there, because you got to understand there's some things that we are entertaining that we're still in that we need to let go and allow God to flourish things in our lives, because he has something greater for us. We've been trying to hold on to stuff, and the thing has been expired. The thing has been hurting us. The thing has been cutting us and being old toxic residue. But the thing is, are you willing to let it go to get what God has for you? God used to say to me, is this what you want? Have you, the things that you've been doing, is it something that you want to keep? Because at the end of the day, I got more for you. And is it worth it anymore? Is it suiting you anymore? Is it benefiting you anymore? That's the things that God used to minister to my mind. And I had to say, God, no, I want bigger. I want better. I want more. But the thing is, you got to allow yourself to be uncomfortable in this new season, in this season of 2024. You got to understand that being uncomfortable is the new comfortability. Because if you're going to be comfortable, you won't see God's hand, and you won't see the growth that you are needing to obtain. I had to learn that the hard way, but now I'm just receiving it and understanding it. And with that said, I am growing with that. Don't get me wrong, I have my ups and downs, but my faith had to be ignited to grow and to be what God has for me to be. And don't get me wrong, I was pissed off. I was like, really? But God will always give you some signs. Like, yo, God was giving me signs. Like, you need to look for another job. You need to understand that this place that you're at is not where I have for you. There's more for you. And so with that, I had to learn and grow and get to a place where I was obedient. I'm working on my obedience, y'all. Bible says obedience is better than sacrifice. That means that if I'm not obedient, I'm gonna have to sacrifice the peace. I'm gonna have to sacrifice my joy. I'm gonna have to sacrifice the very thing that's gonna help me get to where I need to be. And why is that? Because I was walking in disobedience. And now I'm learning. My eyes are open. And it's to the point where I understand that sometimes God will have to touch the very thing that we hold so close and just think that is just a basic thing. But no, he got to see if you really are anchored in him. And I'm to a place where I'm totally anchored in him. I'm totally focused on him. I'm totally want to be more like him. It's to the place where I am premiering a new venture, a community that is called the Peculiar Collective. It's where people come, save people. That love God, that know that they're gifted and called and talented, and to just come together and connect and to pour in each other and to let people know that you're not in this alone. So I wanted just to let you guys know that it's called the Peculiar Collective. It's on Instagram. We're going to be on Facebook. We're going to be on YouTube as well. And we're just going to proclaim the word of God over our lives and just to build community. I feel like we're in this world and we need to know who's for us. Yes, we know who's not for us, but we need to know who's for us, because if God be for us, who can be against us? With that said, we're building community to help us understand that we got this with God on our side. We're doing community work. We're doing Bible studies. We're doing this Friday, we're doing an ice cream social just to connect with everybody and to get to know everybody that's on the team. And so with that said, I'm so ministry driven to do this, because it's helping me grow in him. It's helping me understand that I can't do this by myself. And so with that said, I've been going through it. But going through it helps me understand by faith it's a process to get to where I need to be. And so I can proudly say that I'm grateful and thankful for what's going on right now. I've been telling my team, it may not feel good, but it's working out for your good, because he has to, it's like a garden. He has to pluck some stuff out that's been there for too long. He got to put more seeds, and we got to put more seeds in the ground so we can cultivate and so it can grow. And a lot of times, I don't know about you guys, but I'm a PK and I've been saved all my life. I've been in church all my life, but now I'm just getting to a place where it's time to harvest. It's time to work. It's time to move. And I'm learning that you gotta lose to understand on how to win. And I know some of y'all, what do you mean, God gonna never let me fail? No, you gotta go through the pruning. You gotta go through the process. You gotta lose some stuff to gain some stuff. Just like when you gave your life to God and said, God, I wanna live for you. Yeah, you thought it was free, but now it causes the comfortability of what you're accustomed to, because you want to be more like God. Come on, somebody. And so when you want to be more like God, you got to chisel away from that flesh, chisel away from that perspective that's toxic, that's negative, and that's to the point where it's sinking you in a place of dry sand. And so I want to encourage you on today. Yes, I'm going through it, but I'm getting through it, because without that, I will never grow into my potential. I would never be what God has for me if I never acknowledge him. The Bible says, acknowledge him in all your ways, even in the good times, the bad times, the happy times, the partying times, the elevating times, the transformation times. It's going to work out for your good. And I don't know who I'm talking to, but I want to encourage you out there to keep your head up, to be encouraged, to help you understand that, yes, it may not feel good right now, but it's working for your good. And even if they've seen you fall, get back up again. Because they're waiting on you. You carry something that's different. You carry something that's uniquely transformed by God. So I want to challenge you today. Don't be too comfortable that you miss God. And even when you fall, get back up. Trust me, I know all about it. And I can truly say that with God's help, I've made it through. And so with that said, let's keep going. Hey! Next podcast, I'm going to be talking about some ventures that I'm about to be into. I'm on a reality show. I'm doing my seasonings, and we're going to do some question and answer. And we're going to answer some questions from you guys. And with that said, I want to get your opinion. All right. This is your boy, Marquise Terrell. This is Under It All Podcast.